What's good? What's good? I'm back. Paul Pickett, owner of Promo Palace LLC. This is vlog 44. I'm going to title this one, The Music Business is the Entertainment Business, Not the Talent Business. Vlog 44, The Music Business is the Entertainment Business, Not the Talent Business. And, okay, what do I mean by that? First of all, when you go to a concert, right, you're not going to a talent show. It's not a talent show. First of all, if you're going to a talent show, there'd be somebody juggling. There'd be somebody doing magic tricks. There'd be all different types of things. This idea that music is the talent business is not really total reality. Yes, there is a lot of talented artists in the music business, but the idea that they are all super talented, no. Some are just great entertainers or good entertainers. Why is the music business the entertainment business, not the talent business? I mean, for example, look at an artist like Rakim. People would say Rakim, you know, like real hip-hop heads would say Rakim was like rhyming perfection, you know, way before his time, God MC, whatever. But if I had to pick who was a better entertainer and a better performer, and I'd rather go see him perform at a show, and I've seen him perform, be like KRS-One. KRS-One is a far better entertainer than Rakim. And, you know, that's why KRS-One, I would say, has had a far better solo career than Rakim. I mean, KRS-One has got a nice amount of solo projects. I mean, he's always toured every year. I've seen KRS-One do a show like soon as he walks up on the stage. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. Soon as he walks up on stage, he has that energy. Rakim is like, yo, it's the God. Rakim, smooth, way back. I've been to a DJ Premier show. It is one of the greatest entertainers ever without rapping. That's why this is the entertainment business and not necessarily just the talent business. You know, because there's plenty, and I ain't saying Premier is not talented, but don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that for a DJ, he's a far better entertainer than rappers. Like, I would rather go to a DJ Premier show with him just mixing DJ Premier produced records than almost any other show I've ever seen. Like, the something about it, man. The aura around the show, just the energy, just once he starts playing them MOP tracks, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like a crazy feeling. And I've been to plenty shows with plenty dudes can't perform and are terrible. So if you can't perform, what would I say you're talented? I don't know if I would say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me, I don't care how dope you are as an artist, if you can't perform on stage, I don't know that I would really say that you're talented. You know? Because to me, this is just the entertainment business. Like, if I book you, this is another reason I can tell you it's not a talent business. If I book an artist for a show, right, I didn't book you for talent. I booked you for entertainment. I repeat, if any show promoter books an artist for a show, he didn't book him for talent. He booked him for entertainment. You're just the entertainment. That's all you are. You know, you're just like comedians, but you rap. That's what artists gotta fail to realize. This is not the talent business. You can't get caught up in, oh, these cats, they might be whack or they make terrible music or awful music that might not be your preference, but they might be entertaining. I mean, DaBaby is definitely not going to be one of the greatest rappers of all time. Is he one of the most entertaining and most successful? Yes. Yes. DaBaby is one of the most entertaining artists in the business. You know, do I think Lil Nas X is like super duper talented? No, I think he's okay. He's good. He had a hit record like everybody else. He's had multiple hit records, but none of his hit records will never be as big as the first, you know? And he's an entertainer. He entertains people. Like, and that's the thing. There's so many different ways of entertaining the music business. You know, there's weird. You could be a weirdo. You could be controversial. You could be willing to push the envelope that nobody else is willing to push, like Lil Nas X, you know what I'm saying? You know, to some people, it's entertaining. I'm not saying to me it's entertaining, but to some people it's entertaining because that's what we're in. We're in the entertainment business when you're in the music business, you know? If I go to a – if I pay for a concert ticket, like I said, I'm not paying for a talent show. I'm paying for an entertainment show. You're – music is just, this is the thing people got to realize. Music is just a subgenre of the entertainment business. Movies, sports, music, they're all subgenres of the entertainment business. They're not subgenres of the talent business. You know, because guess what? Everybody that made it to the NBA wasn't the most talented. Some of those guys just worked harder than others. They worked harder, and they got better at their craft. Everybody in the NBA didn't start out as the most talented. Everybody in acting didn't start out as the most talented. And I guarantee, in acting, you're definitely not in the talent business because there's plenty of awful actors and terrible actors, subpar, amateur hour actors. But do people find it entertaining? That's all that matters because it's the entertainment business. You know, I'm not going to get into this too much, but the music business is not the talent business. It's the entertainment business. That's why artists, yes, if you're talented, that's great. That's good. But can you still entertain a crowd? You could sound like the next coming of Nas. I don't know that if I went to a Nas show, that it would be this amazing show compared to maybe a 50 Cent show, you know. I'm thinking a 50 Cent show would be a hell of a lot more entertaining than a Nas show, you know? And as much as I love Mobb Deep and they got the number one album of all time to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best entertainers. MC Hammer, great entertainer. When I listen to a whole album and say he's like the most talented rapper ever, hell to the no. MC Hammer would never be classified as the most talented rapper ever. But that doesn't matter. Who cares? The man was entertaining. This dude had like 50 dancers on stage every show, man. Stop it, man. Stop it. We're in the entertainment business. You know? And that's another thing. Like, people ain't going to constantly want to keep coming to shows. If they go to like two or three shows and they realize, ah, this dude is just not really entertaining. I've been to a Jordan Lucas show and it's highly entertaining. Like, this cat carries the crowd by himself. No hype, man. Nothing, just Joyner. Maybe he's changed up, I don't know. But when I went, hype, no hype, man, nothing. Just Joyner, controlling the crowd, entertaining. I mean, I'm zoned out. It was so, I was just so amazed at Joyner. You know what I'm saying? Drake, I'm pretty sure it's entertaining. Lil Wayne, you know, Lil Wayne comes on stage, it's entertaining. You know, he's in the entertainment business. He's not in the talent business. You know, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's not good to have talent in this business, but this idea that you got all the, like, just because you're the most talented dude in the world doesn't, or female in the world, doesn't mean you are an entertainer. There's, that's another thing people don't understand is there's things as such as, there's a such thing as a recording artist and a performing artist. And some recording artists are not good performing artists. And some performing artists are not really good recording artists. And vice versa. Everybody can't be everything, you know. Everybody can't be KRS-One, talented and a great entertainer, you know. So, yeah, that's basically the whole premise of why I'm saying this isn't the talent business. You can't dwell on if a cat is less talented than you, that's why you should be on. No, that's false. That's fairy tales. That's make-believe. That's imaginary thoughts in your head only. That's not how reality works. because there's still a lot of other things that go into play and to make it in the music business besides just being talented. Like I said before, Murray had an instant hit and all the talent in the world, but without the co-signing of Marshmallows, without getting added to Marshmallows' playlist, without the $250,000 of advertising financial backing, that talent doesn't go nowhere. It just stands still in the end of times. It just sits there and collects dust, you know? So there's so many other things that go into play of making this business besides just being talented. That's why we're not in the talent business. And if, like I said, if a concert was a talent show, then I would see dudes juggling on stage and doing magic tricks. But guess what? I don't see that. I just see people singing and rapping and rock and roll bands and stuff like that. That's all I see. That is called entertainment. That's not the talent business. Is a cover band, are they talented when they just do cover music? Are you talented if you don't write your own music? If you're a singer that can't write your own music, you know, there's a lot of things that go into play, you know what I'm saying? Whether a person's talented or not. But that doesn't take away the fact that we're not in the talent business, we're in the entertainment business. I promote entertainers. Because I'm telling you, everybody I promote is not on the same level of talent or the same level of entertainers, same level of songwriting, producing, hit making, anything. They're not all on the same levels. There's levels to this stuff. And that's fine. Because once again, we're not in the talent business, we're in the entertainment business. You know? And that's another thing. A lot of artists, like last vlog I did, a lot of artists, they think like it's a talent search. I can tell you right now, labels are not on a talent search. Some investors, they might be on a talent search. But even then, they still want to know, can they actually recoup money off of you? Can they actually make a profit off of their investment? You know? Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This was a vlog, I think it was 44. The music business is the entertainment business and not the talent business. Don't forget these vlogs, of course, are sponsored by Promo Palace LLC or PromoPalace.biz, the online market promotions for your music, brand, or product. Check out PromoPalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, animal lover, or I don't care if you like bats or whatever, check out NewLitter.com. New Litter Apparel, we got t-shirts, hoodies, we got sneakers, we got apparel for your dog to wear, we got dog bandanas. Don't forget the audio version of our podcast goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. And before I go, for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle. Just do your Dizzle. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle. Just add ice, dizzlebrand.com. That's a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, crisp lemon, and more. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Got dozens of recipes on there that you can make with your Dizzle. And also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Also follow me on Twitter, Paul P. Podcast, Paul Pickett Podcast on Instagram, Paul Pickett Podcast on Facebook. And, of course, you can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast as well, and a bunch of sites will pop up. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. This was Promo Palace LLC, vlog 44. The music business is the entertainment business, not the talent business. Peace, and I'm out.